It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She is over there, presumably in Switzerland, but one never knows these things, so I will ask. Hi, Mirella. How are you? Where are you?
Hi, Jill. Yes, perfectly right in Switzerland, but not for long. And with a very light summerly topic, and of course a more serious one about Prime Minister May and her issues with the Brexit at
Pardon.
The moment.
Sorry. Pardon my. Yes, exactly. It's just that. Let me just say that as a person who is not very good with coincidence, the timing is striking.
Well, that's exactly right about so many other stories. It is, at the end, all about timing. But first comes our other topic, which I was very surprised about, and I didn't know if I found that amusing or a little disturbing, but I read that it's in Germany. It has been written and talked about on a channel called NTV in Frankfurt, and it's about wasps. As you know, wasps are usually not very liked for obvious reasons, and especially not during the summer where people like to eat outside, and obviously wasps are attracted by anything that is on the table, especially sweet dishes. But the usual reaction, as we know it, on terraces or even in private houses, is everybody getting up and trying to get that beast and avoid any kind of disaster. Well, believe it or not, this is something one should not do in Germany. Wasps are law protected. And it's not a ridiculous fine. It is a fine that goes from 5,000 euros to 65,000, Jill. So you heard correctly.
It's not inexpensive.
For not for all of them, because obviously you have different wasps, and this is for a kind of wasps that is especially rare and then obviously under protection. It's not only about killing them. The fine would be actually also given for hurting them or putting them under a glass, the usual thing that actually everybody has observed so many times. Obviously, in order to have such a fine, you also have someone denouncing you for having killed a wasp. And I suppose that must be very rare, as I never heard of it. It's the same fine for bees, which is less surprising maybe because we do know that bees are very important for our ecosystem and that they are actually in difficulties at the moment. But because the fine seems to be so much out of proportion, I would not have bet on such an amount. So be aware, while traveling in Germany, do not touch any wasps, except if you are allergic, because then you are part of the exception and the law will not apply. That much for the wasp stories in Germany. And now back to something much more serious at the moment, and it's the Brexit. It is a topic that we talked a lot about, and that also had been a little bit forgotten in the headlines. Simply because the talks were going on and the agreement, an agreement had to be found. And so it was a back and forth between England and the European Union. And obviously there is not always something to say about it. Except for the fact that since a couple of days, two very prominent members of Theresa May, the Prime Minister Theresa May cabinet, decided to quit, to resign, because they just think that the last plan of Theresa May is some kind of a mild Brexit that is not acceptable. The fact is that Theresa May had to balance between the need of England and the request of the European Union. And by having a very, very strong attitude, the European Union just said no. Basically, that was the attitude at the beginning, absolutely not accepting any of the English proposals. So Theresa May opted for a plan that is still about a Brexit, but that is definitely a little bit milder. In terms of the free movement of people, in terms of the Court of Justice, the European Court of Justice, sorry, in terms of trade, while the Brexit hardliners want no real trade agreement that would continue on the same line as what is running right now, Theresa May is seeing no other way but opting for basically not necessarily a one-to-one continuation, but still like a privileged trade agreement between England and the European Union. The hardliner want a complete cut. They don't want any of that, and they really truly believe that they can survive without it. So this semi-Brexit has not been accepted by Mr. Johnson and by Mr. Davis. Mr. Johnson has always been, let's say, a personality that was very debated in England for many reasons. But Mr. Davis had a very important function, since he was the one negotiating with the European Union. So that was definitely a big issue for Theresa May, even though she replaced him now, and think that maybe it was for the best. That is very difficult to judge, because of course there are also all the elements that we don't really know. One could see this situation in England like a total disaster, of course, and this is also the way it's portrayed in the press. But on the other hand, one should not forget that many people do support Theresa May as well, because they want a Brexit, but many of them are not so sure anymore about a very hard Brexit. And if it is possible to have one, but still keeping a good trade relationship to the European Union, for example, that supposedly would save a lot of jobs and make things easier for England, for the Europeans living in England, and for all the England people living abroad in the European Union. I think Theresa May is definitely trying to find a compromise that would basically protect all of these people in different aspects. Of course, she has been heavily criticized in her own Conservative Party, and many of them would have liked to trigger a no-confidence vote. But it looks like they probably saw that the danger of it would be to have a left-wing Labour administration to replace them, and that would mean not the a milder Brexit, but probably no Brexit at all. So I think when it came to choose between all these options, they basically have no other option than staying behind Theresa May, at least for the moment. Jeremy Corbyn, the leader of the Labour Party, took the opportunity to state that Mr. Johnson and Mr. Davis had abandoned a sinking ship. That such a situation is naturally a source of many comments online and otherwise.
And one quick question about that is, and this is, we should say, this is fluid. In other words, there will be many changes to it before it's all said and done. But is this being portrayed in your papers as the potential for a leadership challenge to Mrs. May?
Absolutely. I think it's more or less her last chance, this milder this milder version of the Brexit. And if that goes well, then she will probably also be looked at differently. But if this other attempt doesn't work out, that might become very uncomfortable. Even though I think there is a clause saying that UK will leave the European Union with or without a deal with the European Union. So I think that Theresa May, Prime Minister Theresa May, is definitely trying to get the most out of it, because it's honestly in the interest of both parties to find compromises. But at the end of the day, if that doesn't happen, there will be a Brexit. And that is maybe something that the European Union should not forget. Because while England needs Europe very much, in many aspects, Europe needs England as well. And finding compromises could be only the best solution for both. So let's see what happens in the very near future.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.